Hello, this is Terry.
Hey Terry, this is Josh speaking from Pain Book Writers.
Hey,
is it
Josh.
A good time to call?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Awesome, sounds great, and hope you're doing well and had a great weekend.
Yep, we just sure did. Thank you. How about
awesome.
You?
It was great. Thank you so much for asking. So we had this call scheduled, and we wanted to further discuss on the book cover and everything.
Great.
Yep. So I have the files in front of me, and I'm all ears.
Okay, so I did send you back some comments on it. So let's go ahead and download it again.
Sure.
Let's see. Okay, so I just sent you comments 36 minutes ago, but I can tell you what I said about it. So, well, that's way too big. Hold on. Let's go back down to regular size. So first, I do not like the green and whatever, the kind of plain one that says, hey, Grandma, what is an earthquake? I don't like the one without the grandma on it and all that.
Okay.
So you did me two covers. I like the one with the grandma and the little boy from the book.
Okay. Sounds great. That I have that pulled up. We can work on the revisions, and you can let me know what changes you would like to be made on this particular cover, and I'll have that taken care of for you.
Okay. So, again, like I said, the question marks are backwards. I don't know who did that, but it makes no sense. And then the font, you said when we talked last time that the font should be consistent with the font inside, and it is not the same font.
Yep, the illustration just told me that this would be the sample in terms of the font only, because they were trying to play with the font just to make sure that it gives the cover a cover look. But I have this noted already that I'm going to revise the font with the same one as you mentioned, that it needs to complement the book. So that is something that I'll take care of it.
Okay, and then you have, or whoever designed that has the Hey Grandma huge, and then really the topic of the book, which is what is an earthquake, is way, way, way smaller. That is, either they need to be the same size. I think they need to be the same size font. I think you lose what the book is about when all you have, when you see right away is the big giant Hey Grandma, and then like an afterthought, what is an earthquake?
Yep, I got your
point.
It
seems to me that they should be the same size.
I got your point. And also, I will have this changed as well and have this of the same size, because you mentioned that earthquake needs to stand out because that's the whole purpose. So I will have this taken care of. One more thing that you mentioned was that the wallpaper needs to be changed to match the background of the pages in the book. So you would just want the grandma and like the background needs to be the same way as you have inside the book, right? So that needs to be completely...
Well, yeah, I mean, here's my question. How is this going to... I mean, maybe it doesn't have to be changed, but my thought was if that little, like, light gray and white wallpaper in the back of the grandma and the little grandson was the same as the background of all my pages, wouldn't that pull the book together more?
It goes both the way, because at times cover is something that needs to be completely colorful and needs to stand out as well, because if we read other books as well, the cover usually stands out. So we can go both the ways. This cover suits as well, because this is grasping the whole audience's perspective, how this toy would be built inside. But if you have that vision that the cover needs to be the same way as inside pages of the book, then we can go ahead with that way as well. So
if you want to show it to me, I'd like to. Yeah. Well, here's my question. So on the inside, when you open up the book and you start looking at the pages in the book, that background that I used on the pages is going to be one of the plain pages when you open the book, won't it? Or are you going to use a, like?
Yep. The cover, the background of the cover is always the plain page.
Okay, so it's like white.
Yep, it's white, but we can have that change as well. We can have a blank page or something like that added. Not the blank page, as in the blank page of your book's background page. For example, the colored page.
Okay.
The only reason
I said it would be at least within the color scheme of the book for the wallpaper, because my colored backgrounds on all of the pages internally in the book have kind of a pinkish tint to them. And so maybe it doesn't need to be that you have to use that exact background, which came from Canva, of course, but maybe something that complements the interior of the book a little bit better as opposed to the gray. And again, it's just an idea. I just thought it would pull the book together a little bit better if the cover, and then when you start going through the pages, there's some, you know, there's some uniformity to the kind of overall cover color on in the book.
I gotcha. So what I'm going to do is, let's write both the ways. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell the team to go ahead with the same color scheme as it is inside the book. That is going to be the first thing. The second thing would be I would ask them to create another cover where they are playing with the colors, complementing the same color scheme that is inside the book. So I will share the two revised covers. One, considering the same feedback that you gave me, that it needs to match the pages inside the book. That is first thing. Second thing that I would tell them is to complement something that is inside the book in terms of the color. So I have these two feedbacks in mind.
And then the font thing and all that stuff. And then here, Josh, this is another really important question to me. So when you guys, let's say we finalize a cover, we like the cover, is the title of the book going to be on the, what do you call it, when, you know, like the edge of the book, will the title be there, or do you not do that?
Oh, we surely do that as well. We surely do that as well.
Okay. Can I also then, as you guys are showing me the two more designs of this, can I see what the back cover, the back looks like?
Absolutely, absolutely. I will have the team, how the team works is, as soon as they're done with the front cover, then they start planning out the back cover. So once you finalize whichever cover goes best, then they're going to work on the back cover. But if you would want me to work on both of them at the same time, I'll have that catered as well.
No, I don't. I mean, it's not a big deal. If that's the way you do it, that's fine. And then I guess my last question would be, I don't know what program you guys are using to do the graphics behind the grandma and the little boy. Obviously, the grandma and the little boy come from Canva because of the, you know, that's where they came from. But if and when we finish this, and then when the book is mine, right, it's all mine once you guys finish helping me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the cover mine?
Yep.
And then is the cover something you is the cover something that I can change if I wanted to change it?
Okay, to be very, very honest, this is something that I just need to check with my illustration team, because I just need to check with them how, if they have the raw files and how they can share the raw files with you so that I can guide you how you can use the same cover, because obviously, just like you mentioned, that you're working on a series and you would need the same clip art. So I will check with them regarding the raw files, and I'm going to share those with you as well.
Yeah, because I mean, it would be simple for me to change the questions as I continue to do this, with or without your help, maybe. I mean, I don't know, depending on how this first, you know, working with you turns out, maybe I'll work with you on my next book, but I really would want to have, be able to at least change the question to what is a volcano, because that's my next one, right?
Absolutely.
And then I need to be able to change the little picture of the earthquake buildings to some kind of a volcano. So it's not a lot that I need to have access to change, but I don't want to go with a cover that then when I write more books, I can't be consistent. Does that make sense?
That completely makes sense. I will be having a word with my illustration team as well, and I will check with them regarding the template so that we can share that with you and you can work on it moving forward as well. And just one more thing that I needed to ask you was, do you have anything specific for the back cover, as in the back cover content that you would like to mention, any few lines or anything like that? Or you would just want the back cover to be plain, or just need a bit idea from your end?
I mean, I think the back cover just needs to pull around with the front cover. I don't think there needs to be any design on it or anything. I had not thought about that. That's interesting that you asked me, because now I'm looking at some on my desk of some books that I have. It has to have the ISBN number on it, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Or is that just a sticker, or will we print it on there?
No, the ISBN would go at the end. Once we acquire the ISBN number, that is the time when we have to add that. So it's just that what I was inquiring was, apart from the ISBN, that is something that goes already at the back of the book. Is there any content or any few lines that you would like to add? Like, at many times, what the authors write is a small dedication, or what they write is a small idea about the book, or anything like that. So if you have anything specific, you can always let me know. You can take your time. I know that this question came all of a surprise, but you can take your time. And whenever you're done with that, you can always let me know.
Okay, that sounds good. I will be thinking about that. And then I will get some more examples from you When?
Tomorrow I'm going to be sitting with my illustration team. They're off for the day now, so I'm going to have a word with my illustration team tomorrow, and within the next 2 business days I'm going to share the revised files with you.
Okay, Josh, that sounds great. I appreciate
sounds
your
good.
Help. I do like this one. I mean, I think this one looks good. As long as when we're done, I can, you know, make some changes to it myself. But I do like it, and I think just the idea of the color, if it needs to match the inside, your design team should know better than I about that. I just some, you know, like maybe some similarity in color. I don't know.
Absolutely.
We'll see what they come up with.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The only thing is obviously that since the illustration team is working on multiple projects, you know that they might have all those things jumbled up in their mind as well, and their creative head just blows up as well. So at times this is what happens as well. They might work on, try different techniques, try different things that might work out. So I will be sitting with them and guide them accordingly, and within 2 days I'm going to share the files with you.
Okay, yeah, I mean, just show them a couple of the inside pages of the book, and I think that will give them an idea of what I'm talking about with tying color together, right?
Yep, I got that.
All right, Josh, I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Bye.